Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to greatlakesdragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
God is good, Leroy Butler.
All the time.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, soon to be just yet unnamed 2020 class of the NFL Hall of Fame, myself, Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela, intern Mother Plucker on the other side of the glass. That's Leroy Butler's dude. It's mine as well. And you're all our boys at 105.7 FM,
thefan.com. What school that is? Plug, go to
414-799-1250. Wisconsin Lutheran College.
Wisconsin. Where's
right over
that
there
located?
On like 92nd and Blue Mound area.
Yeah, it's like Highway 100.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Because I'm putting together a program. He's going to actually, I think he's going to actually interview me for something he's putting together.
Nice.
He's
that's
so
cool.
Quiet. I can't wait for this. This will be amazing.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
He's
I'm excited
very
for it. He is a quiet dude. Yeah. A guy that's not quiet is Andrew Filippone. Does afternoons at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh and also CBS Sports Radio. You hear him a lot of different times on the weekends here.
Pony Express. Yep.
The Pony Express on 105.7 FM The Fan. That dude is not quiet, and he's not going to be quiet when he joins us at 5:35 to talk about Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, as well as Mike Tomlin. We're going to have to ask him a couple of questions about Mike Tomlin as well. But right now, some time for you at 414-799-1250. We do it every day. We reset the big topics on today's big show. It's called Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. Our man Roy Henning down at Great Lakes Dragway. Soon, they're opening up the straightaway so you guys can
That's
go down
guy,
there,
Roy.
Test out
That's
the speeds of your car, and not doing it on the roads. That's all we ask for. Right lane
this
today.
Boy, James, I think he may be like a 6 month older than Jackson. He's growing up, crew. But the only problem is his mom's a Bears fan.
That's
so I don't
okay.
know what James is going through right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's not okay.
No.
Right lane, Leroy Butler, first thing you thought of when you saw Zion Williamson blow through the left shoe, his PG 2.5 that he was wearing.
First thing I said is Willis McGahee all over again. Mm. Or I also thought about, wait a minute. I just hope that he's not injured. But with technology now, because I didn't think Paul George, speaking of the shoe, he had a horrific injury. He was able to come back and get back to form. But I also said to myself, this kid should have been in the NBA from day one. Then he could pick his own shoe, sign a $100 million, $150 million, $200 million shoe deal, and then we don't have this problem. But there are rules and set in place, because they used to have it like this with the KG to LeBron James, the platinum players were coming out. But to me, I took it a little further. I said to myself, because you like talking to yourself, because you don't have to argue, you can always just get your point across. Social media is totally different. If when he's healthy, which it may be 3-4 weeks, you don't know, just, you know, sprainly or whatever. If he was my son, would I let him play in the NCAA? Absolutely.
It's a grade one knee sprain. Absolutely. He's listed currently as day-to-day, Sparky. What was the first question? What was the first thing you thought of when you saw Zion Williamson go down yesterday?
I don't know. I think when he first goes down, you start thinking to yourself, okay, well, was anybody around those shoes before he actually got on the floor?
I mean, that is old.
Are you thinking like there's like a tampering issue?
Yeah,
going on.
You have no idea, really, right? You have no idea
well,
what Steve possibly could have happened. Love me some conspiracy, right?
Yeah.
So then you realize that's stupid. That's not probably happening. Then you start thinking to yourself, ooh, Nike's not having a good night right now.
No.
And I didn't even realize they were the Paul George shoes. So Paul George ended up not having a good night either and had to call Nike to try
no,
and figure
he did
it
not.
Out.
Right.
So that wasn't good either. Then you want to see, okay, well, how good is Duke without Zion? You know, I talked to the general manager of a radio station, Chuck Sullivan. He's a huge Tar Heels fan, right?
Massive. Yep. I talked to him yesterday.
Yep. Right. Yep. Huge Tar Heels fan. Yep. So I saw him in the hallway earlier, and I was like, hey, man, good things I got hurt so y'all could win. And he came back, and he said, you know, that's what everybody is saying today. He goes, I wish you would have been healthy. Then if we would have beat him, then it would have been something legit or whatever. He goes, I mean, I'm glad we beat him. So now Duke still has to go to Chapel Hill. And based on what we have heard, he's day-to-day. He's not going to miss any amount of extended time, is Zion Williamson. So he should be ready in time to go play North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So then you'll get to see a rematch. But Duke's bench was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a big, big problem for Duke. I mean, you've got three lottery picks right there off the top with Reddish and Barron and Zion Williamson. But that really was the exposing thing of, man, you got to be kidding me. I did not think I would have Gary Ellerson losing his mind all morning long about this whole deal and all the different angles. Like, if Gary would have been here today, we would have done 4 hours about Zion Williamson and that shit.
And we might do 3 hours tomorrow because he's that juiced up.
And he's on Twitter now going back and forth with people. So,
he's not even enjoying his day off?
No, he didn't take the day off to have a day off. He took the day off because he had medical stuff he had to do all day. That's the only reason he's off.
Is that why the older generations take days off? Is to like go to the doctor?
Old generation.
Yes.
The Geritol crew.
Yeah.
We gotta go see doctors, cuz.
Yeah. Man. That. Yeah, get ready. You're going with Geritol Tim, Geritol Gary, Geritol Jeff. All y'all gonna be in spring training together. You better make sure you know where the urgent care is in case y'all need to go in a hurry.
You know Gary got about 26 pill bottles too, so you'll be all right.
Oh, and Bill. I forgot about Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Bill. Bill's down, by far down to get electrocuted or something.
Right, something will happen. Yeah. He has badly followed him all around.
Step through a cactus and it's a poisonous cactus or something.
No doubt.
He's back to work the next day.
Four guys. Now, again, we're going to have great spring training coverage. Bill Michaels will be out there. Big Show will be out there. And then, of course, Hot Stove Weekly. And that's the week of March 10th. So from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, that whole week, we'll be live from spring training. So make sure to mark it down and be listening to the fan each day of the week, all week long.
I'm juiced. I get to do 6 hours of talk every single day. Hopefully no one gets too fed up with me.
Nobody better get hurt.
You just better
Are you talking about tonight when I go to the Bucks game?
Or in spring training when you're out at the Brewers complex.
Oh, I forgot about spring training.
You guys are calling me Joe, saying that I'm like a dark cloud.
You called yourself Joe.
Dude, you've seen the Packers play 3 times, all with Aaron Rodgers?
No, 2 of them without Aaron Rodgers.
Don't try to change it up.
They've never scored a point in any of the 3 games that Billy has been to, ever.
In the last two. No, that's not true. He's got a lot of games, but those are the last 3 games that I've been to.
Not scored a point.
They haven't scored a point, no.
And you got tickets for the Bucks game tonight.
I do.
He's got rock.
So this is
got
the deal.
Some great tickets for those tonight. I'm juiced up.
For those of you that don't know, this is the deal. Deal is, if they lose by 20, 15 or 20, Billy's calling into the postgame show and owning this one. But if something happens to Giannis tonight, we're giving out Billy's phone number on the air.
And his address.
Well, I don't know about the address.
No, we're giving his address.
Okay, if they just lose, if they just get, beat by like 7 or 8,
no big deal.
It's not my fault.
No.
Okay.
But if they get blown out, because they don't get blown out, it's your fault.
Yeah, they blow teams out.
And don't go try to change your address, too.
Yeah, I just might. I just might get a P.O. box.
But hey, if they win, though, you get the credit.
Right. Yeah. Just like Antonio Brown's been looking for the credit for all these Pittsburgh Steeler wins and Leroy Butler. Packers have a chance to go get Antonio Brown. All indications say it's probably going to be a mid-round draft pick. Right. Packers got an extra first, an extra fourth, an extra sixth. You don't really want Antonio Brown. So who's more impactful that the Packers could get this offseason?
I'd rather have Golden Tate, C.J. Mosley, and D. Ford.
I like C.J. Mosley. I don't like Golden Tate.
Hey, man, Golden Tate the man. I put him in the slot.
Don't tell that to Russell Wilson.
Well, I put him in the slot. If you're not going to bring Randall Cobb back, put him in the slot. Way less money.
Golden Tate's going to have a bigger impact than Antonio Brown.
Yeah, in the slot.
No.
I got an Antonio Brown. That's Devontae Adams. You guys been watching him in Wisconsin for a long time. The guy's worked his way up to be an elite receiver. Don't need a nudge.
Don't need too many talented players for the Packers.
No, I just added three talented players.
Let's find somebody that's less talented than Golden Tate.
You need a pass rusher, right?
Right.
Done. Okay, you need a slot receiver, Golden Tate.
What are you talking about?
You need a middle linebacker, right? C.J. Mosley.
Wait a second.
I'll take Ron Darby. He had an ACL. I'll wait for him.
He misunderstood the question.
I know the question. I got the same sheet.
Help us out.
No, listen, man. He's making, what, $18, $19 million a year?
The man said he wanted guarantee. Said he wanted guaranteed money. He want more money, Steve.
I don't care. It ain't going to be all three of those combined salaries in order to match up to Antonio Brown.
We're going to restructure these things,
You,
it's my dream. Get out of
it. Yeah, you're exactly right. You're going to get one of those guys.
D Ford, Antonio
Brown. Maybe that's close. And you can argue that. Golden Tate ain't making the money that Antonio Brown's going to make.
Right, because I can get him cheap. Right. I agree with you. I can get him real cheap.
So now you're talking about two players to match up to one player. So you're saying.
Because I want CJ Mosley, too.
So three players.
I can get three players for the money. This guy going to want another $50 million guaranteed on top of the last 2 years. For a 2 year extension. I don't need that.
But then you yourself said they could save money by doing it that way. The Packers could.
They could, but it's going to cost them 50, 60 guaranteed.
Right.
But it'll save them some more cap space. And then you could probably get some of these guys too. You could do that. But I don't know how happy he's going to be when Devontae Adams gets 6 touchdowns in the first 3 games and he only got 1.
Sparky,
he may go turn over the water cooler.
If I was a betting man, I'd say Devontae Adams would be the one on the short end of the receiving stick.
You need to stop.
That's what I think.
This is my home. And I built it.
Aaron Rodgers knows who the more talented receiver is. It's Antonio Brown.
The most talented receiver is
between
the one
those
that don't
two?
Give you no problem. They can catch us 100 and some balls. Same thing. They do the same thing.
No
problem. Same
you
thing.
Think the... Okay. We'll wait
They're
for Gary
outside tomorrow. Receivers.
Okay, well, that's
you need Gary. You got no more in football than Gary.
No, I just want to know if he thinks Devontae Adams is the same player as Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown's a more explosive player than Devontae Adams.
He gets more opportunities. He gets more opportunities. Devontae Adams is going a lot of touchdowns. You check the tape.
Talk about
that guy living in the end zone.
What about a discount, Sparky? Should Chris Middleton, after Zach Lowe's piece,
Lord.
It's at 1057FMTheFan.com. It's linked there.
Why you asked him?
Tells you a whole backstory, on Chris
Are you
Middleton.
Okay?
Where he got
you said me and Steve okay.
I got some
Are you
acid
okay?
reflux. Yeah, I got all jacked up. And then you see the struggle that he went through to get to where he is today, second round pick. Fighting through multiple different organizations, get to an all-star game finally here on the cusp of free agency, the number one team in the conference. If he wants to stay with arguably, presumably, the next greatest player in the NBA to stay in Milwaukee and have chances to win rings, should Chris Middleton take a discount?
No, absolutely not. No, man. The most money you can get, this is the last time you're going to have a chance at a huge contract. So if you can get more money from somebody else other than the Milwaukee Bucks, you take it, you go, you don't look back and don't think about it twice. That's what you do. Now, if you want to take a discount to play here, well, Godspeed. Every Bucks fan is going to love you for sure going forward if you take a discount like Giannis did. Because that's what Bucks fans are going to say. Giannis took a discount so they could get more players around him. He didn't take max money last time around. Why can't Milton be the same guy as Giannis? But not everybody is Giannis. You can't hold everybody. So, for example, you can't say, well, every Packer should be like LeRoy and restructure their contract a million times.
Three times.
But that's not going to happen. Not every player is like LeRoy and willing to do that. Not Giannis.
Then we need to give that leeway to quarterbacks. And not everybody is Tom Brady and is going to keep taking pay cuts to make sure that their teams can be better.
Correct. You're not. And just like in San Antonio, Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker, all playing for less money to make sure it works. Miami, Bosh, Wade, and LeBron, they had to make deals on and how that all was going to work to get all three of them under contract together and make that work in Miami. You've seen it happen before, but that still does not mean that Chris Middleton needs to do that. Chris Middleton needs to get as much money as he can on the way out. Now, again, it's his choice. It's his deal.
Right. You know, Chris Middleton goes to Giannis, and Giannis in 2 years, he looks at him and says, hey, man, why don't you and I each take $30 million? We each take 30. We can get guys in here still.
Let's talk about this for a second.
We're lined up. Let's
Gary
go win some
was just on. He told you the average salary for Chris Middleton was like 38 if he took 5-year max, right?
Right,
right.
So you're asking him to take an $8 million a year cut. He's asking Giannis to take a $20 to $25 million a year cut.
Yep.
Yeah, Giannis is going to laugh at that and go, dude, get out of my face.
All right, you can take 32 then.
Dude, you are out of your damn mind. But, I mean, maybe he would do it, I guess. But but you're right as far as Giannis goes. That Supermax deal, he can make around $50 million a year.
He signs that Supermax deal, you're done. You're not getting anybody else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Whoever you get next as your second guy is going to be the guy with Giannis going forward.
So then let's both make some concessions. Hey, you know, what's $8 million amongst friends, right? Mark Antonacio said it.
That's
$10 million amongst friends, right?
But that's for Middleton. You're asking for a much larger cut on Giannis. Much larger
cut. But you're the best player, so you can make up the more money in the endorsements and stuff like that. That's why I asked. That's why I asked the best player to take the big pay cut.
That's how you should phrase it. Like, you're going to get all your money back on your shoe deal and everything else, dude. Yeah. I don't have that.
You got all the TCL TVs that you can even imagine. Mm-hmm. You probably go over to Robert's Specialty Meats. You can probably get a better endorsement deal than you got, Stevie.
Well, I don't know about to go all that far.
I don't think you can get it better. Al Capone roasts? You kidding me for a kid's birthday party?
Yeah, I don't know about all that. The Al Capone sausages was what we were going to do through Robert's Specialty Meats. For Jackson's three-year-old birthday party this weekend. But now we flipped the script. I called him up. I said, hey, man, we just had this at Kay's dad's place for his birthday party on Sunday. Jackson's mom... So we want to do something else. So he said, no problem. He said, this is what we'll do. How many people you got coming? I'm like, 15 to 20, unless Leroy brings like the city of Oak Creek with him. Then it may be more, but that's what we're planning on. He said, fine. He goes, I'll get you a beef tenderloin, slice it up nice and thin for you, put a nice rub on it, right?
Oh, man.
I'll give you a bunch of au jus sauce to put it in.
Au jus now.
Yeah. Put it in, and you got some beef tenderloin sandwiches or whatever.
That's perfect.
Nice. I've had his beef tenderloin sandwiches, and they are good.
Tenders of mother's love.
So that's what we're eating, thanks to Robert's Specialty Meats coming up on Saturday.
Not going to lie, a lot of grown folks going to start coming.
It might be winter in Wisconsin.
You could have did that.
But with spring training in full swing in Arizona, baseball season isn't far off. But you don't have to wait till opening day to enjoy some of our favorite meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Their legendary ribs on a stick can be savored from oven or stovetop grill. Just heat those boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce for a few minutes, and you are ready to go. And since baseball and brats go together in Wisconsin, you'll find over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, including the Wisconsin Wurst, featuring, get this, beer, bacon, and cheddar. I didn't get much more Wisconsin than that. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT. M-E-A-T for the best selection. And when you visit, be sure to sample some of their Cherrywood fresh beef sticks or jerky. The perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for specials and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, you have to shop Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Is Antonio Brown going to play nice if he comes to Green Bay with Devontae Adams? We'll ask the Pony Express, the man that would know, the man that's covered him in Pittsburgh for the last few years, Andrew Filippone, host of the PM team, Pony and Miller on 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh, joins Wendy's Big Show next here. Great song. Yeah, it's a good one.
The motherfucker up there singing to it. You see him?
Yeah, he's rocking.
Yeah, dude. He's loving it.
Wendy's Big Show, Steve Sparky Fiverr, myself, Baby Tausch, Leroy Butler, soon to be NFL Hall of Famer, as well here and now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He's the host of the PM team with Pony and Miller, and as well as the Pony Express. Heard a lot of times here, weekends. CBS Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. On Twitter, he's the Pony Express. His name is Andrew Filippone. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Andrew, appreciate the time, man.
Why am I here? Do you guys want Antonio Brown?
No, we don't. You can keep him.
Well, listen, all right, so Leroy Butler, Hall of Fame safety, Lambo Leap, all that stuff, right?
He's seen
you in the black and white videos. But the thing is Leroy doesn't want him because of all the drama that comes along with Antonio Brown, and Leroy doesn't think they need another number one wide receiver because the Packers have Devontae Adams. What do you think Antonio Brown could add to this Packers team?
I think he'd add a headache. Because you have the Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster situation that I think contributed to his fallout with the Steelers. And what ended up happening here was Juju went for more yards. Their targets were very close at the end of the year. And when push came to shove on the team MVP vote, the Steelers players picked Juju over Antonio Brown, and that had a lot to do with AB's walkout in week 17. What I'm telling you is he's not looking to share. So you put him on a team that already has either a definite number one or a borderline number one. I think that's a recipe for disaster.
So where does he fit then?
Good question. We've been dealing with that, thinking about that for more than a month. I think everybody here thought it was the 49ers at first because of what Jerry Rice said and also Kyle Shanahan, the success he had with Julio Jones in Atlanta. I think Oakland would make sense because they've got the draft capital. They might throw a second-round pick at the Steelers because they've got the three firsts. And I read an article in The Athletic by the Raiders beat guy who I thought made a good point. It would be like a going-away present to Raiders fans. They'd have something that enticed them to go back to Oakland Coliseum for one more time. And to me, they don't have that much to lose. They only won four games last year. Arizona makes sense, I think, not because of the quarterback situation. I don't know how Antonio Brown, he might rub off negatively on Josh Rosen, but I think Steve Keim, the GM there, is on the hot seat, and you might be able to convince AB to look up to and respect Larry Fitzgerald because of Fitzgerald's success. He's not going to take the ball away from AB, and I do think you have to respect him just because of Fitzgerald's track record. So those are just a few teams. They won't trade him to the Patriots, and they won't trade him inside the division.
Yeah, I thought San Francisco may be a good fit too. But my question is, where does two people I wanted to hear from was Ben Roethlisberger and the head coach. Are they culpable in this? I mean, are they do they escape some criticism as well, or they're just trying to keep this thing together?
Yeah, I think if we're talking about culpability or how much are they to blame with both of those guys, Leroy, I would say that Mike Tomlin, if we were to, if this were a trial and we had a jury that had to decide who was more guilty, I think they would say Tomlin more than Ben, because Mike, it's been proven now through reporting, through talking to players, and even some of the things that Mike has said about AB over the years. He let him do whatever he wanted. He said, you don't have to stay on campus at training camp. You can go get your own place. He didn't afford that luxury to any other player. He would tolerate AB just flat out not showing up for meetings during the season. He never disciplined him for the Facebook Live incident where he broadcast.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
When they beat Kansas City. So Mike has always been a special rules for special players or no rules for special players guy. And Antonio Brown took advantage of it in the worst conceivable way.
Talking with Andrew Phillips.
I was just going to finish that with Roethlisberger.
Yeah, go ahead with Roethlisberger. Yeah.
I think Ben has to take some responsibility. There are a lot of people here that have argued on both sides of it, but I think Ben has to know what buttons to push, how to get the best or the most out of his wide receiver. And there were just a few times this year where he unnecessarily either criticized AB when the situation didn't call for it, publicly embarrassed Brown. And then if you believe what happened the last week of the season, Ben pretty much threw him out of a practice drill the final week of practice, said get off the field. And to me, like, AB had just gone off against the Saints and had a huge game. So the time and place didn't make a lot of sense for me with that either.
Talking with Andrew Filippone of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh here on the Wendy's Big Show. Andrew, was that one of the reasons? For me, it was surprising to see Kevin Colbert, GM of the Steelers, come out and defend Ben so staunchly in the middle of this. Was it surprising to you at all?
Yeah, it was. Because Kevin is a guy that's very measured. He talks probably less than any general manager in the league. He doesn't do any interviews during season. So this was the first time we'd heard him talk, actually, since Steelers training camp before 2018. And I know that he admires Ben. I think Colbert looks at Ben as his meal ticket. I think he looks at Roethlisberger as the reason why there are two Super Bowl rings on his fingers. And I think he was reacting to a lot of the national media scrutiny that Ben has received, where his leadership skills have been called into question. So he went above and beyond in sticking up for Ben. What I didn't like about it, guys, was that, you know, this team, I think, has a real issue with making allowances or making exceptions for gifted players. And so what Colbert did yesterday was he gave Ben the license to do something he wouldn't give other guys. Mm. You can criticize me. You can criticize the coach. You can criticize guys in this locker room because of your resume. And that's what the Steelers, I think, this offseason need to get away from. When they were a team of individuals last year, they went 9-6-1, and they cannibalized themselves with their own drama. And here's the GM, the first chance he gets to talk, saying Ben can do what he wants, can say what he wants, because he's Ben Roethlisberger. You'd never hear Belichick say that about Brady. The Patriots don't do it that way, and I would try to copy them as much as possible, given the fact that they've won 6 Super Bowls and they've won, they've won all of these. They've won 5, or they've won the last 3 or 4 during the Ben Roethlisberger era.
Yeah, I just, last thing for me is they agreed not to make Le'Veon Bell transition. I mean, I'm sorry, a franchise tag, which was good. I mean, you didn't need no more drama in that. Now, we thought that he would, it's some people in Packer land would love to see Le'Veon Bell in a Packer uniform. But the kid, James Conner, to me, put the team on his back and really performed well.
Yeah, I think Bell, of the two guys, Bell would make more sense, I think, for Green Bay. Because if AB's not going to get along with Ben, I have a hard time believing that the Aaron Rodgers dynamic would work. And that, again, doesn't even take into account what I said earlier about the Davante Adams dynamic.
Right.
I think Le'Veon is that is going to be, for me, I go back and forth on Bell for this reason. You know, he sat out because he was motivated to get guaranteed money. He didn't get it here. That's what he's after this offseason. Once he gets it, how is he going to respond? Will he get fat cat syndrome? Is he a guy that, once a team bets on him, is going to go 100 miles per hour and give 100% effort? The reason why I'm not sure is because, just for me, he's not a guy that, I don't think he loves football. I don't think it's his first priority. He's got a rap career. He's got other interests. He's like, you know, but an incredible chess player, and that like is a big time commitment for him. I don't know. He sat out a year. I think what we saw with some other running backs in the playoffs, like C.J. Anderson and some of the other guys, what New England's done with the running back by committee, it's going to be a tough call. I don't think if I'm in Green Bay's shoes, I don't think I guarantee $30 million plus to a guy who, you know, he's out of shape right now. And
yeah, we had reports. Steve said it was reports he gained a little weight or something.
Yeah, you don't want Eddie Lacy again, guys. You don't want a guy that's 30 pounds overweight and you guarantee him $30 million and you're just keeping your fingers crossed that he gets himself back into football shape.
Andrew, last thing for you. Your gut, is this the last year Mike Tomlin's the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Andrew doesn't have a gut. No. He has a six-pack. What are you talking about?
clearly, you've never seen me with my shirt off, Leroy. That's fine.
I got you back, my brother.
Yeah, I got you. No, I don't think it's his last year. The Steelers believe in continuity, I think, to a fault. So I think Tomlin has definitely made some mistakes. He's tripped up on some things. And I could see them missing the playoffs and actually bringing him back, as crazy as that sounds. So
I thought they'd probably call Mike McCarthy. That's his dream job for next year.
That's right. It absolutely is. And McCarthy didn't even get a full season last year, as you guys know. And frankly, his playoff resume over the last 8 years is better than Tomlin's. So, no, I got to see it to believe it with the Steelers. The Rooneys wear it like a badge of honor. Like it's the calling card of the franchise. They've had 3 coaches since the Lyndon B. Johnson administration, and I just don't see it changing, even if Tomlin were to screw up this year.
Andrew, we really appreciate your time, man, as always, and we'll see you out there for PNC Park. Brewers and Pirates coming up here soon.
That's right. Yasmani Grandal.
Yes, yes.
Which is more than I can say about the Pirates. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks, man. That's Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express on Twitter, and he's works at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, but also you hear him a lot on CBS Sports Radio here on 105.7 FM The Fan on weekends when you're driving to Castle Lanes, go bowling.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, check this out. Castle Lanes, we all know it's my favorite place to bowl. I talk about it all the time. Feels like a log cabin when you bowl on the inside of it. Leroy's there all the time as well. Flash
I
screens.
Think we're going to do a man's birthday party there the 23rd.
Nice.
March, we're in the process of putting it together now. We love that place.
Yeah, dude, it's a great place.
Unbelievable.
Now, check this out. Great pro shop. Lenny Borsch, obviously in charge there on the PBA 50 Tour, and just a great bowler. Kenosha guy, too, by the way. Great food, great drinks, and always rated as one of America's coolest bowling destinations in the entire country. Time now to start making your spring and summer plans at Castle Lane starting May 14th. It's the Storm Doubles League. It's one of the cooler concepts I've heard. It's $15 per week. It's 1 hour of bowling only. That's it. You bowl 1 hour from 7 to 8 o'clock. You can pick whatever night of the week you want to bowl, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. First place team wins choice of any current Storm bowling ball, and you get $200 cash. Plus, for just joining the league, you get an official jersey of the PBA if you want, or a three-ball tournament roller bag from Storm. Your choice for just joining the league. Nine-pin, no-tap leagues as well. It's time now to sign up for Castle Lane Summer Beach Volleyball. They got that, too. That starts on May 5th. Hurry, get all the details now. Check out Castle Lane's Facebook page. Or you can call 262-633-1199. Again, Castle Lanes Facebook page, great place to go check out. Enjoy the wild side of bowling at Castle Lanes, Highway 31 in Racine.
It's been sticks all afternoon long. We get the winner of Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show next. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. The Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Our thanks to Andrew Filippone for joining us, as well as Sean Grandy, Celtics play-by-play voice, and Gary Wolfel of WolfelsPressBox.com. Bucks and Celtics tonight. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show right after. Can't wait. I'm juiced.
I'm juiced too. TNT, man. It'll be fun. And hopefully they don't get blown out, because if they do, it's on you.
Yeah, then
if
my
something
phone...
happens to Giannis, it's really going to be on
Everybody's
you tonight.
Everybody's going to know my phone number, my address. Anthony, who are we listening
to
next week?
The Ramones listener campaign in a runaway.
All right.
All right,
the Ramones next week. Sounds good. Wendy's Big Show back tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.